Have you done your taxes?
No.
Have you got your tax? Well, then I guess if question A is answered no, skip to the end of the sentence. But if you've done your taxes, maybe you've got your tax return or you're waiting for it. What should you do with it? Well, we have a financial expert Leah Ingram joining us this morning. Good morning, Leah. Thanks for sharing time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning, and I haven't done my taxes yet either. My appointment is this Thursday.
Well, that's the spirit.
Okay, yeah, April here. When April, we turn the calendar, everybody realizes, wait a minute, April 15th on this month. I gotta do something about it. But obviously, people have different reasons for getting the taxes done earlier or later, depending on their circumstances, and also that depends on how much they get back. What is the average tax return that people are getting this year, or maybe from last year, what people have been coming back? Do you know that?
Sure, yes. Actually, the IRS is estimating that the average American is going to see a refund about $3,000 this year, and I have some ideas on good ways to use that money that will provide an investment in the long run.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. What's the number one good idea?
Well, I mean, obviously you want to fund your retirement if you haven't done that yet, but if that's all taken care of, I really think that investing in your home is going to give you a great long-term return, because there are certain home improvement projects that have a terrific bang for the buck, if you will, great return on investment. And also, if you make some energy-efficient improvements on your home, you may qualify for a tax credit on next year's taxes. So that's win-win in my book.
I think so, too. What sort of things around the home are we talking about? Is this remodeling, or are we talking about fixing things up that may have come into disrepair over the years? What's your idea?
Well, I mean, if we're only talking $3,000, obviously you can't do your kitchen over for $3,000. There's just no way that is happening. But what I recommend people doing is, if they do find themselves with the tax return and they've got, you know, a number in their head that they want to spend on a home improvement project, where I always go before I start anything is HomeAdvisor.com, which is a website where you can put in requests for contractors for free and then get recommendations based on other people's reviews. But they have this really cool feature called Cost Guide. So when you go to the website, you'll see across the top there's all these tabs. You click on Cost Guide, and you can go in there and look under more than 800 different home improvement projects. You would put in, so you guys are in Cleveland, you would put in Cleveland, and it would tell you what the average cost of different home improvement projects are. So if you wanted, let's say we're talking energy efficient, if you wanted to add some new insulation, it would tell you it's going to cost you X to put new insulation in your attic. For example, the national cost, the national average, is about $1,100. So if you do have that $3,000 tax refund, you're going to have more than enough money to take care of that and then have money left over. But what's great about a project like adding new insulation is, if we spend between 50 and 70% of our energy bills heating and cooling our house, you add more insulation, then you're going to spend less on those bills. So it's great over the long term.
Leah, what do you recommend for outside if you want to increase your home's curb appeal?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we're going through this right now. My husband just got a new job. We're going to be selling our house soon. So we knew that the first thing we needed to do was paint our house. So I did go to Cost Guide. I live in the Philadelphia area. I figured out, you know, what is the average cost to get your house painted, so that when I did start getting those bids coming in, I would know, you know, who was crazy expensive and who was right on budget. And if, let's say, you were interested in painting the outside of your house, again, the national average across, according to Cost Guide, is about $2,800. Now, knowing that, when I had one guy come back to me and say, I'll paint your house for $9,000, I was like, no, I don't think so.
Maybe he was going to gold plate it or something like that, perhaps.
You know what? I know that, like, you know, Shaker Heights is a really upscale area where you guys are, and, you know, where I live outside of Philadelphia, there are some upscale neighborhoods. I sometimes think you get into issues of zip code inflation, you know, which is why having a tool like Cost Guide is so great, because if you don't know what the average cost in your area is and you're suffering from zip code inflation and you're not even aware of it, this is a great way to give you a sense of, well, these folks are overcharging me just because I happen to live in a nice area.
Yeah, and many times if they're coming to your home, they take a look at your home and size you up that way as well, and that may be impacting their price. And in these days, we don't always, like we used to, maybe talk to our neighbors as much to find out maybe what they had for done, this done, that done sort of thing. So this, I guess, is a sort of another source you're talking about that can kind of give us at least a comfortable idea of what we can expect to spend on all these different ideas.
Right, and this isn't just, you know, some research firm out in the middle of nowhere saying, oh, and by the way, the actual, you know, the national average is blah, blah, blah. This is based on real people. So, you know, after I use Home Advisor to find the guy who's going to paint my house, I'll go back in, I'll review the person, and I get to use Home Advisor for free. I do not have to pay a subscription cost. And then I can put in how much the project costs. So when you go in and see that, let's say, house painting in Cleveland is, let's say, $3,000, that's real people reporting back that they had spent that amount of money. It's not just some number out of the cloud, so to speak.
We mentioned when we started, you talked about if you get this refund back, if you are, as long as you're kind of already financing some of your retirement, those are always issues to think back when that check sort of shows up, so that money that suddenly appears on in your mailbox doesn't disappear quicker than it got here. I am sure there's things we can do also, maybe even to reduce that refund. They always talk about trying to give the money to the government ahead of time. Is there things that we can think of as we get into 2014 that may can help us from that end?
If you're uncomfortable with getting a refund, if you would rather have your tax return come out to zero, I'm not an accountant. I don't play one on TV. But I would say adjust your withholdings and ask your accountant or your human resources department the best way to handle that, so that if you don't want to be giving the government all this money and waiting for that refund the following year, the best way for you to do that.
Sounds good. Now, if people are going to want to find out more about all this things you were talking about, homeadvisor.com, I guess, is the best place for them to go.
That is correct. And then if you go there and you want to check out Cost Guide, you look for the tabs across the top, and it will say Cost Guide.
Sounds good. Leah Ingram, thanks for sharing your advice and expertise with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.